had a lot of stress in my life. And then the tasting cards.
Which, they look pretty.
Great.
I liked the flowery ones better, but I understand that they probably wanted them plainer.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. So what's new with you? What's going on?
What's new with me? I went to the dentist today.
Oh, fuck. That's adulting.
You know what, though? Every time I go to the dentist, there's, like, nothing wrong with my teeth, and they love me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's because when you go so long without having dental insurance, you take care of your teeth.
That's exactly what happened. I had no insurance for, like, I don't know, years and years, so I made sure that I took care of my teeth because I was terrified of having to pay, like, out of pocket for an emergency.
Yes.
And now when I go in, they, like, do, like, today they did x-rays, which I guess they don't do with every cleaning, but
they don't.
I guess I don't, like, think about it really, but they did x-rays. They found no problems. The only thing that was, like, a little concern was that I have still a lot of silver fillings that are big.
Yeah.
From back before I took care of my teeth. And they're like, they could last 40 years or they could break tomorrow.
Like, she's insane.
Watch.
She's a wild. Just crack the door.
I'm going to open the door for you, kitty cat. Meow. There. She can paw it open then if she wants.
She'll be fine.
So they said that, like, if one of them breaks, they'll, like, replace it, obviously. Yeah. But, no, my teeth are, like, super, super good.
That's fun.
Yeah, and our insurance covers, like, way more than it used to.
Good.
Yeah, so Greg's getting a crown, finally, because he's needed one of those for a while. And it covers fluoride, which our last one didn't.
That's so weird. You know what sucks? American health insurance.
Yeah. So this fluoride, they, like, paint it on at the end of my, and then it's, I can eat within, like, I don't know, a half hour or something.
Yeah. Do you remember getting, like, the fluoride
trays?
Like a bubble gum and grape?
Well, they put the best thing in one of those, like, big rubber tray things, and it would spill out all over the inside of your mouth. And now they just, like, paint it on.
I loved that. And they would ask you, they would be like,
what flavor?
What flavor do you want?
Raspberry, bubblegum, grape, mint.
And it was
a big deal. Well, today I got cake for some stupid reason.
Ew.
I'm like, why not? Cake flavored. Normally I just get mint.
Yeah.
Because then my mouth still feels kind of, like, refreshed walking out of the dentist. But today I'm like, why not cake? And it tasted kind of like burnt marshmallows.
Oh, that's not unpleasant.
It's not terrible, no. It could have been way worse.
Yeah.
And then I spent a shit ton of money on Halloween decorations because I have a problem.
I am envious because I wanted to put money aside to buy Halloween decorations this year.
Yeah.
And now.
Well, look at it this way. You can put money aside for next fall and then you'll be decorating your home.
My home that Mike and I own.
And then you can just be like me, where you live in your house for 10 years and you just have five fucking totes of Halloween decorations. So I don't even put all mine out anymore.
Yeah.
I, like, rotate them. Mm-hmm. I have a whole bin that's just, like, plastic, like, plates, serving plates.
Yeah.
And glasses and napkins, because after Halloween, I get the Halloween napkins on clearance.
Fuck yeah.
Throw them in the bin for parties.
Yeah, I'm very excited because for the first time in my life, and I'm 35 years old, I'm going to be owning a home.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh my God. I can paint when I want to. I can do all these things. But then I get stressed about the water heater breaking and shit like that. And
Well, here's a good thing. You can go to Lowe's and get, like, a Lowe's credit card when shit like that happens.
That's true.
And then you have like 6 months to pay it off.
Perfect.
And water heaters are like under $1,000, so it's not like,
yeah, it's just shit like that that I think about and I need to just chill
that
the
could
fuck
happen
out.
Here and it you'd could be fucked even if you weren't paying for it. It'd still be a major inconvenience.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm so excited though.
I kind of want to throw up for you though, because I remember when we were signing our house paperwork, I'm like,
this is a lot.
This is a lot of money. I don't know if I can do this. For my Halloween decorations, though, I kind of went a little crazy because I was already buying stuff for myself. But then I thought, like, I'll spend like $20 or $30 and I'll keep the stuff, but I'll put it in the condo. So I got this really pretty, like, crackly gold cat.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of those little, like...
You got, like, classy shit.
LED candles. Well, because it's not like my house that looks like... I don't even know, a hoarder lives there with yeah. all of my little knickknacks and shit. It's very, like, not minimalist.
Minimalist Halloween, like Martha Stewart catalog.
Yeah. So there's, like, a big, thick windowsill, and I thought, oh, I'll put two of these, like, battery pillar candles.
Yeah.
And then this gold cat, and then a little pumpkin that says Happy Halloween on it.
So what if people don't celebrate Halloween?
They can suck it, because we're also decorating for Christmas, too. So
you can fuck right off.
Yeah.
You know what you should have?
What?
You should have, like, if there's, like, a mantle place. Yes.
Yeah.
You should set, like, every representation of every holiday around holiday season. Like, have, like, a
That's
menorah.
That's excessive.
Have, like,
That's
you know.
A lot. For Christmas, we're going to do a tree. And then I'll probably get just, like, white lights with, yeah. like, multicolored ornaments.
Holiday decorations.
Yeah. A holiday tree, which people call them that now.
Yeah. That's a thing.
A holiday tree.
I just call it a pagan tree. Pine trees and shit. Anyway.
I haven't even opened my notebook.
Holy shit. We need to do things tonight.
Don't we always?
So, yes. This will be a large trigger warning for child abuse.
So yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is some child abuse in it.
Yeah.
Not a ton. It's just in the like flashbacks, but it's pretty bad.
It's still enough to warrant, I think.
There's something else I wanted to tell you, too, and I've...
Oh, God.
I know.
It's
gone now.
We'll move along. Oh,
I'm going camping tomorrow for one night. That's all I wanted to tell you. Okay.
Tomorrow is mine and Mike's 5-year wedding anniversary.
I saw all of the like pictures of
happy
me.
Happy anniversary.
Of me making like 20,000 cupcakes.
Yeah.
For
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to deep dive into a serial killer's mind in the cell, which came out in 2000. It's an hour and 47 minutes long. You can find this on Apple TV and Amazon Prime for around $3.99.
Yes.
Yes. It is directed by Tarsem Singh.
Sure.
Sure. They did Immortals and Emerald City, which you can totally tell with both of those.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that, but yeah, I see that too.
Immortals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's one of my favorite fight scenes. When,
really?
The gods are coming down and battling the Titans.
That is pretty cool.
It's lovely.
it's lovely.
And it's written by Mark Protasevich, and he was a writer for I Am Legend.
Okay.
Yeah. It stars Jennifer Lopez as Catherine. She was in Hustlers and Made in Manhattan and a lot of other things, like Geely.
Made in Manhattan. Wasn't she also the wedding planner?
She was the wedding planner.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn as Peter. He's Wedding Crashers, Dodgeball. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Vince Vaughn. Vincent D'Onofrio as Carl. He's Daredevil, Full Metal Jacket, lots of other things.
What was the crime show he was on forever? Like on the TV show.
It's like a show like Blue Bloods, but it's not Blue Bloods.
Okay. Keep going and I'll look it up.
Dylan Baker as Henry. One of the doctors.
Yes.
Trick or Treat and Revolutionary Road.
I was going to say, if I didn't know if you were going to remember Trick or Treat or not.
Yeah. Marianne Jean Baptiste as Miriam, one of the other doctors. She was in Edge of Tomorrow and Sons of Anarchy. Only a couple episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Colton James as Edward the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Supernatural and Seventh Heaven.
Oh, I didn't know either of those.
Edward is the kid, the first kid that she's like helping.
That
like,
she's
right
trying to
beginning.
Help. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't write down the name of young Carl, which I probably should have done that, but.
He doesn't have like a huge part in it though.
No. Let me
What? Oh, do you want me to talk while you're looking for stuff on your phone? Mm-hmm. We're professional.
Hey, you know, it's fine.
This won quite a few awards. There was 9 overall, 29 nominations. Won the Chainsaw Award for Best Supporting Actor, Vincent D'Onofrio. Best Score, Makeup, and it was actually... What are you looking at? Quit picking at your face, too. It's just going to make it worse.
He was in Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, okay.
Jake Thomas is the actor that plays the young Carl. All
right. This was also nominated for an Oscar for Best Makeup.
Oh, it's so good.
It lost to The Grinch, which, I mean...
I get it.
Yeah, but, like, that's still pretty good. How would you even explain this? Like...
The Cell?
Yeah.
A social worker who's been doing experiments diving into children's minds to help them with stuff.
Yeah.
And like work them through trauma and everything.
A serial killer goes into a coma and they decide that she's going to go into his brain and figure things out.
Which, who would do that?
I don't know.
I mean, Catherine or Jennifer Lopez's character in this is like a wonderful human, but
yeah,
it's just like, holy shit, that's a heavy.
And it starts out like super cool. The intro is in the desert. J-Lo looks beautiful. White dress. Everything's like gorgeous. And she finds the boy and she talks about sailing. And it's all kind of like a dreamland. Well, then he freaks out when she starts talking about sailing and then it like deactivates. So she has a chip in her hand. So when stuff starts to like go south, she can pinch the chip.
Yeah.
And it wakes her up.
I think about that every once in a while, like when I get super stressed.
If you just had...
It's just like a habit.
You could just pinch your hand and not wake up.
Mm-hmm. And not be in that situation anymore.
I mean, I think it is like a pressure point thing right there, though, too. Like to massage that area of your hand. I know it feels good. Especially my stupid hands because I've been working so much lately, they get sore really easily.
Yeah.
And then the rainy weather sucks, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she does like child dream therapy. She's connected to machines. She's been doing this with this kid for 18 months. There's no proof. The parents are getting super discouraged because there's no like results. They kind of accuse her of it being like a hallucination that she's not actually making contact with them. Yeah.
Okay. I understand that. Like, coming from a parent's perspective, like, you want actual proof.
Yeah, you know? Instead of them just, like, pouring all this money into it where they're doing, like, controversial experiments. Because
I can only imagine how fucking expensive this would be.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's crazy expensive.
Yeah.
The next scene is a man driving a truck out to a farm building out in the middle of nowhere. Empty farm fields.
Oh, God, I hate this.
He goes into this barn and there's a tank and it's filled with water and there's a girl floating in it.
And then she twitches too and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I can't.
And that's just like a little side bit. So you get a little bit of the killer. The parents of the boy say 6 more months. Catherine wants to reverse the feed and bring him into her mind.
Because she could do whatever she wanted in her head. She could create a fantasy world that was great.
And they're like, no, you don't know what'll happen.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, you know? Next scene, the murderer is like processing the body.
Yes, he's washing the body and bleaching it.
Which is really weird. He's also watching the videos of the tank like filling with water.
Oh gosh, it's just the worst.
He also has like a suspension. He has like, I don't know, it's not suspension rings, but I know people that have done that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Basically, they either put hooks in your back or you have permanent rings.
I mean, I guess.
And you hang from them. And I guess it's like an unexplainable feeling, which
I don't think I want that.
No. It's like a weightlessness, though.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not, your body isn't being supported by like straps or anything underneath you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So Anyway, he's into that, and he's got these big giant rings all down his back, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But he like suspends himself over the body,
and then like, yeah, does things.
Which is
in the extended cut of the cell. If anybody owns that out there,
I mean, you get the idea in the one that I watched.
Yeah,
you know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, someone finds the body. A surveyor.
What? That's one of my worst, well, I don't know if it's a worst fear or like intriguing, finding a dead body. Like I say right now, my like, yes.
Most terrifying, this is like one of my biggest fears is finding a dead body in the water.
Oh yeah, because they'd be all bloated and stuff.
Well, it makes it hard for me to like even do like water activities. If I'm in a boat or something where I'm up a little bit out of the water, it's fine. But like in a canoe or kayak or like paddleboard where you're so close to the water, I have this like fear of looking down and seeing a dead body.
Okay.
What?
Did dad ever tell you that one time? Yeah. When they pulled up found like a puffy jacket?
Yeah. But even that, imagine you're just like minding your business and you look down and you see like a bright red jacket deep down under the water.
Didn't Mr. Pullen find a body?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens.
It does happen.
And like, especially in like Superior, you know, there's a handful of
people. In Autrain, even like going kayaking. And
do people drown though in the Autrain?
I don't know. I mean, people get stupid drunk and like, ugh.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone drowning in the Autrain.
Maybe.
But I have heard of lots of people swimming like Superior and getting washed away. And then they just turn up somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a fear of mine. Surveyor finds the body. She's bleached. They come to the conclusion that since she got dumped, the killer's looking for a new victim. They also find albino dog hair on the victim. The cop says that's rare, so they should be able to narrow it down. Okay, the dog's white. It's not albino.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't it have pink eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's more, oh, and it's, they call it a shepherd, but it's not a shepherd. It's a white husky.
Yes.
But that's how they get the blue eyes.
Aww.
So it's a white husky with blue eyes, but they call it an albino shepherd.
Named Valentine.
Valentine.
The cute puppy.
Valentine is a cute dog. But the cops are like, oh, it's rare. So we should be able to like track down a breeder or something.
That's true. I didn't notice that. That was a good catch.
What?
That it wasn't. He wasn't albino.
No.
Yeah.
There's an abduction in a parking garage.
Which?
Where Valentine is trained to lay behind the vehicles.
And whine.
And whine like he was hit.
That poor dog. That dog has his own trauma.
I did find out when I was trying to like find out more about the dog. Because I like, you know. I like,
you like to know what the dog is.
Animal actors.
Name is. Yeah.
So there is a website called humanehollywood.org, and it tells you all about like how the animals went through training for it. Mm-hmm. So it has the animal action listed, and then it goes through like how the animal was filmed. Then it shows like how many dogs they used to play the one dog, yeah. What the different dogs were trained to do.
Did you look up for the next one too?
I actually read a little bit about that.
I did too.
Separately. Okay. Not on this website, but
yes.
I thought it was pretty neat. So it's Humane Hollywood if you want to check
Very
it out.
Very cool.
Yeah. So the dog fakes being hit by a car. Then
did you get the dog's name?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
And I think it said it on one of the sites, but I can't remember.
Okay.
Why? Oh, I thought maybe
I was
maybe
wondering.
Let me just skim.
And
maybe
he had been like watching her for a while.
Yeah.
The boyfriend is Peter Skarsgård or Sarsgaard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not part of the family, though.
Not part of the family.
Sarsgaard, not Skarsgård.
Sarsgaard, I know. Because there's Alexander Skarsgård and then a couple of the
There's
other...
He has a few brothers and his dad.
Yes.
Are all actors. Sarsgaard.
Though,
is not mm-hmm. the same. He then Sorry, I get distracted. Oh, so he puts a brick under the tire. So when she backs up, she hits the brick. The dog's laying there. She thinks she hit the dog.
I would absolutely fall for it. I would wind up in a cube.
Yeah. Then they find out that the killer's accelerating and there's only been 6 days between abductions. During an interview with... Oh, what are you doing? They find the dog breeder. When they find the dog breeder, did you just squeeze a fart out of your cat?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. How did she make that smell? She's so tiny.
I know.
Get that away from me.
The poor kitten.
Girl, you stink. They find Carl's house anyway, because of the dog. Uh-huh. Carl's in the tub and he has a seizure. The cops roll in. He's on the floor unconscious. There's weird white bird dolls. There's also
his house is just
a big medical table that has a car. It's called a Carver. It says Carver, and then there's a logo.
Yeah.
They find the videos, all fucking super sad.
I was having a panic attack watching some of the footage.
Yeah.
I can't. It's just, oh my God. Ugh. Awful.
This is one where it's like borderline almost too tortury for me. If they would have shown more almost, of the girls in the thing, then
yeah, because they're in a sealed cube and the water is on a timer. And they have like a bed and he feeds them and like stuff like that. Like
for a minute.
For a hot minute.
Well, they think they're safe because there's a cot, a toilet. You know, like, okay, I'm just a prisoner here. Well, then every 15 minutes or something, a thing goes off and starts filling it with water.
Yeah.
To torture them, because obviously they know they're in a sealed cube. Eventually they're going to
expire.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a new victim in the aquarium. The murderer is in a coma, so they have no way to like...
They have like 5 days to find her.
They have 40 hours.
Oh! Shit.
Yeah, because the tank's already filling with water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So just short of 2 days to find her.
I don't think all of this shit would unveil itself in 40 hours. Are you kidding me?
Well, she immediately like jumps in and starts like... And it's like the end of 40 hours when they find her.
That's true. It's like right there.
Yeah. Okay. She's barely hanging on.
Yeah.
They don't know how to stop it. Catherine decides that she's going to go into his brain. She also says it'll take months, but she has to try. Then she explains how it works. She goes into his brain. The first thing she sees him being baptized.
Fucking wild.
A creepy house. It's essentially a Nine Inch Nails video.
That's prison sex. No.
That's Tool.
Is that Tool? Yeah.
I was thinking like Nine Inch Nails, like Closer is kind of a creepy video, or Tool Prison Sex is like another one. So all of his brain, that's basically what it is. Like, anyway.
I don't want to go into a normal person's brain.
No.
And like define normal. None of us are really normal.
No, but his stuff is creepy. There's like a dog that's like shaking in slow motion. There's a scared little boy.
In blood. Like the dog is like shaking blood off of him.
Yes. There's clocks ticking weird. Then there's a kid, a little boy, and he's petting this like beautiful horse. Which once again, the Humane Society site said that everybody was cool. No one actually got hurt like this.
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah. Right? As the clocks are like winding down, he sees her because Catherine's trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
He pushes her out of the way and runs. And then like 10 like slices of glass come down.
It's essentially, the horse is getting dissected.
Bisected.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all these like pieces of glass go through the horse and then it separates.
And everything's like still beating and moving.
And everything is still moving around, but it's like little slivers.
Do you think that would actually happen?
I don't know.
If it was that quick? Maybe.
It was like the scene in 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
With the guy. Yeah. So she keeps following him. Once again, I just wrote Nine Inch Nails video.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of like a strong woman, like a woman bodybuilder there. She presents him before like the weird, scary king.
So yeah, Catherine like goes into this house area, and it's all of his victims.
All of his victims. It's like
it's a weird tortury doll situation.
Yeah, and they're all displayed like it'd be in a zoo.
Yeah.
Like, you walk into a room and there's all these, like, glass stuff areas that have all his women victims, but they're, like, made into creepy dolls.
Yeah, they're, like, marionettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then this big, like, strong woman type person shows up, bodybuilder, takes Catherine, presents her to, like, the king of this weird fucked up land, and... This part's cool. Like, so there's these big sheets hanging behind.
Yes.
And
the visuals in this are just wonderful.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So the king starts walking down the stairs. And when he's walking down the stairs, the big curtains behind him are actually attached to the rings in his back.
Yeah.
So as he walks forward, they like fan out like.
It's so cool. It was in the preview.
Oh, yeah. It is in the preview. It's pretty fucking cool. Well, he gets right in her face and is like, where'd you come from?
Where did you come from?
And he is so scary.
Yeah, it's Vincent D'Onofrio, like, beefed out with,
like... Does he have horns?
He has horns, and it's just like...
Did you know that his wife wouldn't sleep in the same bed with him after this?
I don't blame him.
She's like, no. For a while, she, like, couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
She wakes up. She realizes that they don't have a lot of time. She explains to Peter how terrible,
like all of the abuse that happened to him. Like, all of these things that are going on in his brain.
Then Peter sits her down and tells her, like, completely out of place, in my opinion, that he tells her about his attorney case about a boy that was molested. He got the guy off, and then...
Well, because she asked him... Why
like, he did what he does.
Like, why are you in the FBI? And he was a district attorney, or was he just a lawyer?
I think he was just an attorney.
He was just an attorney, and he got the offender off.
Yeah.
And...
He turned around and murdered the kid.
Yeah. Which, what other one did that happen in? Where the woman... Emily Rose. Where she, like, got the person off and was just like, oh, yeah, technicalities, haha. And then he went around and, like, murdered a ton of people.
It's happened in a couple other things, too. I can't think of anything, like, right off the top of my head, though. But, yeah, that one.
Yeah, so Peter tells her of that case, and the guy gets out and ends up, like, murdering the kid.
Mm-hmm. And then that's when he decided to leave the FBI and decided that he was going to stop the bad guys.
Or he was going to quit being a lawyer. And join the FBI.
And
which,
then,
how did that transition happen? Like, do you just one day are like, yeah, I'm not going to be a lawyer anymore. I'm going to...
I mean, why not?
School? Do you have to go to school for that?
He kind of hints that he was abused. Because he hints that, like, how can, you know, people get abused and then they go and do this, or people get abused and then they fight for the victims.
Yes. Which...
So, that happens.
Yep. Because he doesn't think that there's an excuse. Yeah, people get abused all the time, but...
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they have to go in that direction.
Where Catherine kind of is a lot more understanding.
Yeah, so Catherine says she wants to bring Valentine to the session.
Little Valentine.
Yes.
So cute.
So Valentine is in there, like, licking his owner's hand, sitting next to him to kind of, like, get him. Well, she thinks that there's a problem with the machine. Like, the lights go out, like, once she's laying there and everything. And then they're like, check the breakers, blah, blah, blah. She's already
in it.
His world.
Mm-hmm.
So she's immediately trapped in a cube in a really pretty dress. She's like floating and then falling. It's kind of like everything is so dreamlike and yeah. so like slow motion and pretty.
And Miriam and Henry tell Peter, they're like, she's safe as long as she knows that it's not real.
Yes.
Once she starts believing that the things in Carl's mind are actually happening to her, that's when there's like no coming out of it. Like she's trapped in his mind. Yes. Essentially.
She sees Carl's childhood home. He's washing dishes.
Ugh.
Yeah. She gives little baby Carl, Carl's the murderer. I've just been calling him the murderer the whole time. A mirror that to signal him with mm-hmm. in case, or signal her in case he gets in trouble or something.
Yeah.
He breaks a dish. The dad is abusive, beats him, and then you don't see it, but he gets burnt with an iron.
Yeah. Ugh.
She sees Carl again in a different situation, and Valentine is a puppy. There's a dead woman in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Because he says something about, like, being so sloppy. He's just like, I was so sloppy on the first one.
Yeah, and he's got, like, this weird, creepy voice.
Yeah.
Then he talks about how he heard the voice in the water during his baptism.
Go on.
So it sounds like he, when he was being held underwater at his baptism or like dunked underwater, that yeah. he had a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he started hearing voices and started yeah. having like
the
issues.
The same thing is happening to Edward. Like Edward is having seizures and things like that. And he's in a coma too.
Yeah.
Like that's what put him
Edward
into a coma.
Edward was in a boating accident.
Yes.
And went into a coma. They don't know why. He's yeah. like, there's no reason for him to be in a coma.
Yeah.
Then
it's really sad too, because when his dad is like hitting him and stuff, he says that he should have just drowned him because yes. his dad was the one there at his baptism.
Yes.
Ugh, that's just heartbreaking.
Then the sexy, gross killer guy shows up and he puts a collar on her.
The sexy, gross killer guy. The king.
The king. And then she's like his pet. She starts to believe it. She like yeah. falls under his spell. She's starting to think it's real.
Ugh. And you can see it like tight, like on her neck, and there's like blood that kind of comes down.
Yeah.
That's when I think you hear like Miriam talking like in the background. Like,
yeah.
If she believes it, then.
Well, then Peter goes in and tries to save her.
Which is so, this fucking wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen.
That would not happen in a million
One of
years.
The other doctors would go in.
Yes.
It wouldn't be him, who's never done it before.
Who's never done it before. And like Catherine has experience. All of the doctors there have 20 times more experience than fucking an FBI agent that's just like, let's hunt the bad guys. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
You need some training, I would imagine, to like go poking around in someone's brain. Well, when Peter shows up, this is one of the coolest scenes. There's all the girls in the field.
Yes.
So it's like...
That's taken from a painting, but I can't remember what painting it is.
Yeah, there's these girls. They're sitting in the field, and they have their like knees pulled under their chest. And when he shows up, they all turn and like...
whisper stuff to him.
Yeah, whisper stuff to him. And then they go back to like looking straight up with their mouths open, like super creepy.
It's like... you'll never find him. It's very, like, quick.
Yeah.
It reminds me of in Sleepy Hollow, the sister witch that's in the cave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Ugh.
Meanwhile, the girl is still getting ready to drown in that cube.
Yeah. I was wondering this, too. So, couldn't she, like, take the toilet off the wall and, like, break the glass?
I don't know. I would be expending a lot of energy, though, trying to break something.
Yeah.
Less crying, more smashing.
More smashy smash.
I would be trying to figure out something to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she does.
She does, yes.
She finds a way to survive,
at least. Survive, yeah.
Not for long.
No.
But it buys her a few hours.
Yes.
Better than nothing. She tries right till the end.
Mm-hmm.
he find okay, so Peter finds Catherine enslaved. She tries to kiss him.
She tries to like seduce him a lot.
Yeah.
Like, join me.
Then he gets captured by King Carl.
Ugh.
What?
I hate this scene.
I do too. It's so fucking nasty and it like
I hate it so much. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Peter's tied down. And King Carl,
yes.
Cuts his stomach open. And then he takes this little, like, rotisserie thing that's over him and puts his guts on it and then starts cranking it.
No.
And as his the guts worst. Are coming out.
The worst. This is almost, you're right. This is almost, like, borderline, like,
Yeah.
No.
If the scenes were any longer.
Yes.
Then.
They do a really good job at, like,
yeah,
making them quick.
Making them quit. You see plenty, though.
You see too much.
Peter. Okay. Sorry. He gets disemboweled and it's disgusting.
Is that what you wrote it?
Yeah.
Disembowelment.
Peter yells at Catherine about her brother's car accident.
Yeah, because they.
To, like, get her to, like.
They have, like, a couple moments before she goes into Carl's mind.
Yeah.
And talk about stuff.
So he, like, snaps her out of it. Mm-hmm. Gets her back into reality. Catherine snaps out of it. They're both okay. They see baby.
She, like, stabs.
She stabs him in the back.
She stabs King Carl.
Stabs yeah. King Carl. That's how they get away.
Yes. KC.
She sees baby Carl. The... Baby Carl.
Baby Carl.
And King Carl.
Yeah. Okay?
Little boy Carl.
Mm-hmm.
A cube woman. And then she sees the symbol for the Carver factory.
Yes.
Or whatever it
yes.
is. Carver appointment.
And Peter says, like, I recognize the symbol.
Yeah. So he forces Catherine to leave.
She doesn't want to because she wants to save baby Carl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to happen.
No. He's too far gone.
They find out that it's an equipment warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Carver's like,
I don't farm know, equipment.
Farm equipment. Mm-hmm. They clear Catherine on her health check. She's okay. Then it's FBI chopper mode.
It's
everybody's in the helicopters and they're like flying off to wherever, you yeah. know, to find. Well, they find.
Because they interview or they were like asking around. And this guy had owned this property and sold it to Carl or something like that.
Yes.
Because they can track that specific type of farm equipment, I guess.
So Catherine's still back at the hospital. And then there's everybody runs off to save the girl, which understandable. Well, stupid Catherine, she locks the door, goes in
she's
by
like,
herself.
She's like, do, lithium up, all of the things.
Whatever, yeah. And she reverses the feeds. And she brings young Carl into, like, this very, like, Mother Mary version
it's
of herself.
Extremely protective.
Yeah.
It looks very safe. Like,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Sorry. Lopez would make a good social worker, like, if she had chose that field.
Well, you don't know that.
She has
that.
A very calm
or
voice.
Or just her voice.
Just
and, like,
her voice.
She's got a very nice face.
Mm-hmm. But she's still Jenny from the Block.
She is still Jenny from the Block for sure. So she's like a whole, she looks holy.
Yeah.
She's like.
There's like light beaming behind her.
Yeah. She mm-hmm. has like the Mary thing that paintings have around her head.
Yes.
The like glowing yeah. halo. Well.
And Carl like. Baby Carl just wants to stay with her. He's just like, can I just stay here
he
with
does,
you?
He does. However, she finds out that he at one point had killed a bird by holding it underwater because it was better for the bird
yeah.
than what his dad would have done to it.
Which, like...
His dad found him taking care of a bird. Then it turns that baby Carl was found by evil.
Mm-hmm.
So... Catherine fights the bad guy and disgustingly
so yeah
sorry I'm not describing this very well
it's okay.
because it's like you know how I am. I get towards the end of the movie and then I and get you're like, more all right, watching.
Let's fucking wrap it up.
No, I get more watching the movie than writing about it.
So she notices when she's holding him that there's like blood on him, like in the shoulder. So she's just like, oh, like if I kill baby Carl, then King Carl will die.
Yeah.
So she kind of makes that connection. And as they're like kind of chit-chatting and stuff, baby Carl is just like, I like how we're just calling him baby Carl now.
I mean, he is baby Carl. Yeah. He's what, like 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's saying like, he finds me. He always finds me. And as he's talking to Jennifer Lopez, like snakes are coming into shit the water. South.
Yeah.
There's like spiders creeping in. And then Jennifer Lopez goes full on monster hunter on this guy, pulls out a fucking crossbow out of nowhere. Her outfit changes from Mother Mary to something that I want in my closet because it's awesome.
It is pretty cool. She goes into
her hair is like slicked back and like dyed red at the ends. It's fucking wild. And you see King Carl like bolting through like bamboo shoots or something, whatever is in her mind. And she shoots him with a crossbow like 5 times. And it's just amazing. It's so cool. She's great. Monster Hunter J-Lo.
And you know what I wrote? Beats up demon while FBI finds hideout.
I mean, it's pretty accurate. So she has her foot like on King Carl's shoulder, shoots him again, and then goes to baby Carl, and he's all shot up too, obviously.
Yes.
And she mercy kills him.
Yes.
And he's like ready. He's just like, no, like
you well have yeah because he's just a sweet little abused kid that like doesn't want to be a murderer, but then the evil is whatever.
Oh, that's awful.
But while this is going on, Peter finds the secret lair and then shoots the tank to save the girl, because the girl very fortunately finds a pipe that she busted off, so she's like breathing through this little tiny pipe, getting little tiny air bubbles, but she's swimming and the whole tank's full of water. So as soon as Peter walks in and sees it, he just starts blasting and shooting the tank, which she would have been hurt really badly
going through the
broken glass.
Yes.
If it just like
she should have like held on to the pipe. Like she should have
held on
and not just like let the water take her.
Because if he just shot a hole in the glass and it was like hard plastic or something, I don't know, and it just punctured, then it would drain out slowly.
You'd have to shoot like a million bullet holes in it.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is he shoots it and it just shatters and she comes like washing out.
Yeah.
Like, she would have been hurt really bad.
She also would need years of therapy. Years and years of therapy. I can't imagine she would go swimming anytime soon. Or baths.
I don't know. I can't put myself in that situation.
I can. And I can
if anything, I would say I wouldn't want to be in the shower.
Oh, my God. I just...
Ugh. Yeah.
But I do that, though, when I watch movies, which is why I can't watch torture movies, because I can, like, feel it. And it's awful.
Catherine wakes up sobbing because she...
Yeah.
Yeah. The FBI are digging through the house. Catherine shows up. This is a little bit later, you know?
They find a little postcard, too, with the gut scene. It's like an old-timey artwork piece.
Everything is like... Everything kind of circles back to, like, his fucked up brain. She wants to keep Valentine.
Which, would you?
Yeah.
I probably would too.
Valentine's a good dog. He's a good boy. She's trained to lay down behind cars to pretend to be hurt.
Good job.
What an, like, how interesting.
What an interesting life you've led, Valentine.
Well, then Peter and her talk, and the FBI basically said he was on, like, a drug trip and that none of that actually happened.
Yeah, of course.
And that the work that she's doing is still like controversial. It's not, the FBI isn't backing that up at all.
Yeah, for sure. I can't imagine that.
Then they talk about reversal a little bit.
Yeah.
And the ending scene, she had invited Edward into her dreamland.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like peacocks and it's all beautiful.
I want to hang out.
And it's like warm, but it's like I think it's like supposed to be petals or snow or something. I don't know.
She creates just a beautiful world that I would, as a traumatized child, would like to hang out in there for a while.
Yeah.
Hang out in J-Lo's brain.
Yeah. So, sorry.
You're fine. I just,
like, yawned in the middle of that.
That's the end of the movie. I really like it. It is
scary and gore. What would you say?
Scary just for the victims and stuff, like a 3.
I would also say 3.
Yes.
I would say 3 on scary and 3 on gore.
I would too. Because it's not like horribly gory. Yeah.
There's a few scenes that are gory, but for the most part, not at all. Not bad. And scariness, like, maybe just because I'm terrified of being abducted and murdered. It's probably scarier to me than it is to other people.
Yes. If you have a fear of water, I would say 4.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. I would definitely recommend this to anybody.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And I mean, I have, obviously, since it came out, this was one that we both decided to do because we liked it, not just because it was like, hey,
we should just.
I heard this is good, and then we talk about it.
I remember watching this with Dad when I was in high school. Dad and Mom. I think we all watched it.
I don't think I wasn't at home when this came out. Because what, it came out in 2000?
Yeah.
I don't remember the first time I saw it, but I want to say it was probably Deer Track.
I didn't watch it in the theater. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, for sure. I really liked it. I love Jennifer Lopez. I was going to call her Jennifer Lawrence, and I was just like, no, no.
You love Jennifer Lawrence, too, though.
I do. For the most part. She's done some questionable things.
Really? Recently?
She, like, peed when she was in Hawaii on, like, sacred stones.
Wait, what?
On, like, the side of a trail. Yes.
She peed on sacred stones.
Yes. It was like a burial mound or something.
And how did she get caught doing this?
It was like one of her friends was there too or something. I don't know. You should look it up. It was a lot of drama like 8 years ago.
I feel like I've missed, like, we don't have regular TV anymore. So it's not like I'm just catching up on shit that, like.
That's true.
Like. Ned from
the Try Guys. Oh my gosh. And what troubles me about that is that he
was the family man of the bunch.
He was the family man of the bunch.
That talked about his wife all the time. And
he
then
loved her and all of these things.
She was on a couple of them.
It just makes me very sad.
Yeah. I was surprised.
I was
that.
Too. And I still don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, I guess I have been catching up on some of the drama. Like, what's the singer cheating on his wife?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine cheating on his wife.
I mean, yeah. Have you read the text messages? There are some things that I don't pander to on the internet. Like, when there are naked pictures released, I'm like, no, that's none of my business.
Yeah.
I don't. Nope, not doing that. Like, Jennifer Lawrence had some leaked. Chris Evans had some leaked.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, thank you. I want none of that. Even though I'm very interested, but no.
I like, but, like, the memes that they're doing, though. Because he says, like, something about a hot body.
Fucking hot bod.
And then people are putting in, like, random fucking hilarious photos.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh man, like, I can't handle your body or whatever the fuck he says.
It's just very cringy.
But
I've
read
some,
like,
of them.
I want to make a meme and I want to put, like, a funny picture of me doing something stupid and
fucking
be like,
hot bod.
But, like,
damn.
Like Patrick from SpongeBob has been in some of them and, like, they're so fucking funny.
Ugh.
That was, like, speaking of leaked photos,
was
it Tommy Lee that posted a nude on Instagram?
And that's not a leaked photo.
No,
give me a break.
He put it up there himself. And he put it up there, and it was there for, like, 12 hours before Instagram found out about it. And it had, like, a bazillion likes and comments and everything.
That's what happened to Chris Evans.
Like, he put it on there himself?
He accidentally put a picture of his situation on Twitter for, like, 2 seconds and took it down.
That's, like, a publicity move.
Yeah. I don't know. Chris Evans is such a nice guy, from what I understand. So, like, I would hope...
Oh, shit.
...that it wasn't. And, like, who's he sending that to? Like, who did he
mean to send it to? And who's he, like, I accidentally posted that on my Twitter account that has 20 gazillion followers.
I know. Oh.
But, like, it's stupid because on Instagram, if, like...
You have to, like, try. You have to try to post pictures.
No, he posted it, like, openly.
Oh, okay.
He openly posted it, and it was there for a long time, where you could have, like, 1,000 followers and have on, like, too thin of a shirt. And Instagram's on you in, like, 1 second. Like, take that down. Yeah. Nudes.
Yeah.
No nudes. But here he is, like, all right out for hours before Instagram is like, no, dude, you can't post dick pics on your Instagram account.
No dick pics.
Save that for your OnlyFans or whatever.
OnlyFans. I love that. Man, people, if you want to make money on OnlyFans, go for it.
Go for it.
I am here for you. Anyway.
Yeah, we got super sidetracked.
This was The Cell. Highly recommend. 5 stars. Loved it. Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later or whatever, listen to us ramble more about nonsense, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook account, /your movie review. And if Spotify and iTunes aren't your jam, you can listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. on mtrsradio.com.
What time zone is that?
Eastern Standard. EST, folks.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.